चंद्र बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभा, जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गिरिवर धारी। जय यशोदनन्दन, जय व्रजजनरञ्जन, जय यमुनातीरवनचारी, जय कुञ्जबिहारी। जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे बोल। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधे। जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा। जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय। जय बालाजी भगवान जय बालाजी भगवान जय बालाजी भगवान जय बालाजी भगवान। जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा। जय गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा। जय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल। हरि बोल।
జయం విష్ణు పవత్ పరమహంస ప్రివ్రాజకచార్య అశ్రుత శేషి మధ్య డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాదకి జయ. జయం విష్ణు పవత్ పరమహంస ప్రివ్రాజకచార్య అశ్రుత శేషి మధ్య డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శిల భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ ప్రభుపాదకి జయ. అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి జయ. నామాచార్య శిల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి జయ్. ప్రేమసకౌ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌర భక్త వృందకి జయ్. శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపిక శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ కి జయ్. బ్రజభూమి వృందావన్ ధామ్ కి జయ్. మాయాపూర్ నవదీప్ ధామ్ కి జయ్. పురుషోత్తమ్ క్షేత్రశ్రీ జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్ కి జయ్. ద్వారకపురి మథురాపురి ధామ్ కి జయ్. గంగామయ్య కి జయ్. యమునామయ్య కి జయ్. భక్తి దేవి కి జయ్. తులసి మహారాణి కి జయ్. సమేత గౌర భక్త వృంద కి జయ్. ఆల్ గ్లోరియస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డ్యూటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరియస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డ్యూటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరియస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డ్యూటీస్. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Gaur Hari Bol.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః.
హరి బోల్. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ క్యాంటో 4 చాప్టర్ 30 టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 21.
మైత్రే ఉవాచ ఏవం బ్రువాణాం పురుషార్థ భాజనం జనార్దనం ప్రాంజలయ ప్రచేతసః తద్దర్శనాద్వస్తతమో రజోమలా గిరాగృణన్ గద్గదయా సురుత్తమం. మైత్రే ఉవాచ ఏవం బ్రువాణాం పురుషార్థ భాజనం జనార్దనం ప్రాంజలయ ప్రచేతసః తద్దర్శనాద్వస్తతమో రజోమలా గిరాగృణన్ గద్గదయా సురుత్తమం. మైత్రే ఉవాచ ఏవం బ్రువాణం పురుషార్థ భాజనం జనార్దనం ప్రాంజలయ ప్రచేతసః తద్దర్శనాద్వస్తతమో రజోమలా గిరాగృణన్ గద్గదయా సురుత్తమం. మైత్రే ఉవాచ ఏవం బ్రువాణం పురుషార్థ భాజనం జనార్దనం ప్రాంజలయ ప్రచేతసః తద్దర్శనాద్వస్తతమో రజోమలా గిరాగృణన్ గద్గదయా సురుత్తమం. మైత్రే ఉవాచ ఏవం బ్రువాణం పురుషార్థ భాజనం జనార్దనం ప్రాంజలయ ప్రచేతసః తద్దర్శనాద్వస్తతమో రజోమలా గిరాగృణాన్ గద్గదయా సురుత్తమం.
ఉవాచ
ఏవం బ్రువాణం పురుషార్థ భాజనం జనార్దనం ప్రాంజలయ ప్రచేతసః తద్దర్శనధ్వస్తతమోరజోమల గిరా గృణన్ గద్గదయా సురుత్తమం. మైత్రి ఉవాచ. మైత్రి సెడ్ ఏవం దస్ బ్రువాణం స్పీకింగ్ పురుషార్థ ఆఫ్ ద అల్టిమేట్ గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ భాజనం ద బెస్ట్ ఓవర్ జనార్దనం హూ టేక్స్ అవే ఆల్ డిసడ్వాంటేజెస్ ఆఫ్ ద డివోటీ ప్రాంజలయ విత్ ఫోల్డెడ్ హ్యాండ్స్ ప్రచేతసః ద ప్రచేత బ్రదర్స్ తత్ హిమ్ దర్శన బై సీయింగ్ ధ్వస్త డిసిపేటెడ్ తమః ఆఫ్ డార్క్నెస్ రజః ఆఫ్ ప్యాషన్ మలాహ హూస్ కంటామినేషన్ గిరా విత్ అ వాయిస్ అగృణన్ ఆఫర్డ్ ప్రేయర్స్ గద్గదయా ఫాల్టరింగ్ సురుత్తమం అండ్ టు ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ Translation and purpose by His Divine Grace Srila A.S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The great sage Maitreya said, after the personality of Godhead spoke thus, the Prachetas began to offer Him prayers. The Lord is the bestower of all success in life and is the supreme benefactor. He is also the supreme friend who takes away all miserable conditions experienced by a devotee. In a faltering voice, due to ecstasy, the Prachetas began to offer prayers. They were purified by the presence of the Lord who was before them face to face. Purport. The Lord is herein described as Purushartha Bhajanam, the bestower of the ultimate goal of life. Haribol. Whatever success we want in life can be attained by the mercy of the Lord. Since the Prachetas had already attained the Lord's mercy, they were no longer subject to the contamination of the material modes. The material modes dissipated from them just as the darkness of night immediately dissipate when the sun rises. Because the Lord appeared before them, naturally all the contaminations of material qualities of Rajas and Tamas completely disappeared. Similarly, when an unalloyed devotee chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he is also purified of all material contamination because the name of the Lord and the Lord are identical. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17, Shunvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtanaha Hridyantasthoya Bhadrani Vidunoti Suratsatam. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma or Super Soul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear His message, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. The holy name of the Lord is the Lord Himself. If one chants and hears, he becomes purified. Gradually all material contamination disappears. The Prachetas were already purified due to the Lord's presence before them, and they could therefore offer the proper prayers with folded hands. In other words, as soon as devotees are engaged in devotional service, they become transcendental to all material contamination immediately, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Sa gunan samatittaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Sometimes the devotees are dissatisfied due to their not seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally. When the Prachetas saw the Supreme Lord personally present, their unhappiness vanished. I'll read the translation once again. The great sage Maitreya said, after the personality of Godhead spoke thus, the Prachetas began to offer Him prayers. The Lord is the bestower of all success in life and is the supreme benefactor. He is also the supreme friend who takes away all miserable conditions experienced by a devotee. In a faltering voice due to ecstasy, the Prachetas began to offer prayers. They were purified by the presence of the Lord who was before them face to face. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురుః శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ సగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖానితాంశ్చ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత దేశ తారిణి నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరతుషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియ వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
హరి బోల్. I'm completely aware that I'm sitting in front of very exalted devotees and I have no qualification to be here. I sincerely seek the blessings of all Vaishnavas, all the devotees assembled, so that I may speak something that is pleasing to the devotees, pleasing to their lordships. Please give me your blessings. Please give me your permission.
So, the topic for today's discussion, it is such a nice verse actually. So many wonderful things are brought about. The Lord is the supreme bestower of success upon the devotees. We are discussing the story of the Prachetas. Prachetas were the sons of the king Prachinibarhishat. Prachinibarhishat, he was very intelligent king. He was very pious. He was engaged in fruitive activities. He was completely entangled in fruitive activities. And he wanted actually the best for his sons. He wanted his sons to create further progeny, to expand the population on the of this world, of this universe. And for that purpose, he knew how to get the blessings of the Lord, how to get success in life. So he told his sons to go and perform austerities. So the sons, they go for performing austerities. They are so devoted to their father. They are so well behaved. They have such nice qualities. They go. And because of their wonderful dealings with each other, because of their nice qualities, Lord Shiva, he is personally pleased to come and teach them how to offer prayers to the Lord. So he comes, he gives them the beautiful song sung by Lord Shiva. Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the teachings of the 12 Mahajanas. We are so fortunate to have, to be under the shelter of the 12 Mahajanas at all times. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is the mature realization. Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam shukamukhad amruta dravya samyutam pipada bhagatam rasamalayam muhura rasika bhavi bhavuka. It is the mature fruit of Vedic knowledge. It was written by Vyasadeva in his maturity. And it contains the mature conclusions of all the exalted Vaishnavas. It is such a wonderful book. So we find Lord Shiva teaching them wonderful prayers. In fact, when we look at the prayers that most of the devotees offer in Bhagavatam, certain common characteristics emerge. One thing that we see is they always praise those qualities of the Lord which are not found in anyone else. Mostly they will talk about how the Lord is the origin of all creation, how the Lord is beyond all modes of nature, how the Lord can bring us out of all kinds of ignorance. They'll speak about their personal relationship with the Lord. They'll speak about those pastimes which are very unique to the Lord. So very special prayers. From these prayers we can learn how to offer prayers. And best thing is we can directly offer those prayers ourselves. So the Prachetas, they absorb these prayers. And they absorbed themselves in chanting this prayer for 10,000 years, being completely undisturbed under a great reservoir of water. And after they had completely purified themselves by this wonderful austerity of following in the footsteps of great Vaishnavas and worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead by constantly glorifying Him, the Lord was pleased to appear before them. And the Lord praised them for their unity. How nicely they had performed austerity by being united together. How nicely they had rendered devotional service by being united together. And He bestowed wonderful blessings upon them. He bestowed unimaginable blessings upon them. So after that, the devotees, the Prachetas, they are now going to start offering their prayers. And this is the verse that joins the teachings of the Lord and the prayers of the devotees. And so here, what is mentioned is that the Lord is the bestower of all success. Now, pretty much from the time we came into this world, everyone has been telling us, at least in this birth, right? Everyone has been telling us that you have to become successful. Right? Anyone here who has not been told that you have to become successful? Everyone is told that you have to become successful. But what is the definition of success that we see in this world? Mostly, they are saying that you have to be successful by earning large sums of money, by buying big bungalow, by getting very high positions, maybe a big car, whatever, right? So these are usually the standards of going to America, right? These are considered the standards of success. But we find that those people who actually have attained these successes, are they really happy? Something has gone wrong. Something has gone wrong in this definition of success. And when devotees realize this, when people realize this, they start looking for better definitions of success. And that is when we come in touch with devotees and we start reading the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam. And then we find who we actually are. We are actually spiritual beings. Sat Chit Ananda. Our nature is to be happy. Our nature is to be eternal. Our nature is to be full of knowledge. And our nature is to have loving reciprocation with the Lord. Now, let's think about it, right? Let's say I want to be successful, right? Now, let's say I come to the Pune station and I sit in a car and I want to come to ISKCON temple, right? Now, let's say I refer to a map of this is the Pune station and this is the ISKCON temple and then I start driving. But let's say that somebody has given me a wrong map. Let's say there is a railway station in Chennai also and there is an ISKCON temple in Chennai also and I get the map of Chennai. So if I start driving using that map, how many mistakes am I going to make? What is the percentage of mistakes that I'm going to make? 100%, right? 100% I'm going to make mistakes. Every single turn I'm going to take wrong because my map is wrong. My map is completely wrong. Similarly, we are spiritual beings. Our needs are different and we are given a map of the human body, making how to make the life comfortable, how to be comfortable in this life. And if we try to become successful on this map, naturally we are going to be bewildered. We are going to get frustrated at every moment. And so we take the map which has been given by the creator, one who has made the city. When we take the map that they have created, then we will be successful in reaching our destination. So what one thing that happens when we take to Krishna consciousness is that our definition of success changes. From being successful in externals, we try to attain success in becoming free from the modes of nature, in rendering services to the Vaishnavas, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not only our standard of success changes, even who defines success for us, that changes. Previously, our definition of success was not actually even our definition. That was imposed upon us by the external society, television, advertisements, right? They are imposing the definition of success upon us. Now the definition of success itself is defined by the devotees who are non-different, whose desires are non-different from the desires of the Lord. So our definition of success is also oriented according to the desires of the devotees. And then we start driving, we start living our life in a way that makes our life successful. And it is said that Lord, acting as the dearmost well-wishing friend, this comes in so many places. This comes in the Bhagavad Gita, Surudam Sarva Bhutanam, the Lord Shri Krishna. He is the dearmost well-wishing friend of all the living entities. Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse from the Bhagavatam, where again, as the dearmost well-wishing friend, it is the Lord who removes all kinds of obstacles from our devotional service. In this verse also, it is stated that the Lord being the dearmost well-wishing friend, how He makes us free from the three modes of nature. So, in today's class, we will see how the Lord acts as a friend for all of us. And how the Lord is acting as our dearmost well-wishing friend and making our life successful. And for this, I have created an acronym called FRIEND. F-R-I-E-N-D. Okay. So we'll see how the Lord acts as our friend by following this acronym. Okay. The first F, it stands for forgetfulness. So somebody may wonder, what kind of friend is he who gives us forgetfulness? Some friend of ours is making us forgetfulness, who is making us forgetful. But the Lord gives us, bestows forgetfulness upon us. Shripad Madhvacharya, he writes that ever since the soul left the spiritual world, ever since the soul left the company of the Lord and came to this material world, he has shed enough tears to fill an ocean. That is the amount of suffering that we have gone through ever since we left the spiritual world. We can see, right, no matter what the external definition of success is, our life was always miserable before we came to Krishna consciousness. And our life is successful to the degree that we remain Krishna conscious. Sometimes people think that if I move, because I'm in this world, I'm miserable, right? Moment I'm put in the spiritual world, I'll be happy. It's not like that, right? It is our definition has been disoriented. Our identification has been changed. And unless and until we rectify
What is the real success? What is the real goal of my life? That is not, unless and until I understand that I am a servant of the Lord. Unless I am convinced, unless I am actually constituted, reinstated in that position, that is not going to change. So we don't know what all we have done in the past, right? What all conditions we have gone through, what all activities we have performed, what all kinds of deaths we have gone through. And the Lord, acting as our dearmost well-wishing friend, He gives us forgetfulness of those things. Hankering for the future, lamenting about the past, these are characteristics of the mode of ignorance. And the Lord makes us free from these modes of ignorance. He does not just give us forgetfulness. He gives us remembrance also. So FR, R is for remembrance. The Lord gives us remembrance. You find in the case of Gajendra that he was in the most distressful condition. But in his past life, he had performed devotional service. He had memorized wonderful verses. And in the most distressful condition, the Lord gave him remembrance of those verses, of how to pray to him. And by chanting those verses, by reciting those prayers in that most distressful condition, Gajendra could invoke the complete mercy of the Lord and make his life successful. See, when a person loses his memory, see, we were accustomed to being with the Lord. We were accustomed to associating with the Lord. And now we have become forgetful. Now in this world also, we see that when a person loses his memory, one of the ways of treating, that condition is called amnesia. One of the ways of treating amnesia, forgetful, we have lost our memory, is to bring that person in those condition that the person used to be most happy in. So we find that when people come to the temple, they immediately become so happy. Even if they come for the first time to the temple, we find that they become so happy. They don't feel like going away at all. They feel, yahan pe itna prasanna hota hai, yahan pe itna achha lagta hai. They don't know what is happening. Actually, what is happening is that the Lord is giving them remembrance. They were accustomed to seeing Shishi Radha Vrindavan Chandra. They were accustomed to calling out the names of the Lord from time to time. They were accustomed to pleasing Him in so many ways. They were accustomed to singing His songs, to singing His glories. They were accustomed to all of these things. Hari Bol, Shishi Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki jai. Jagannath Balda Subhadra Gaur Netai ki jai. Hari Bol. They were accustomed to all of these things. So nice, my devotees become so happy upon taking darshan of the Lord. Exactly what we see in this verse. Mukunda, in his prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during Mahaprakash Leela, he says that what is more important than darshan is devotional service. Because he says that even Duryodhan got darshan. So many kings had come for the Swayamvar of Rukmini. They got darshan of the Lord. But they were not happy. But devotees become very happy as soon as they see the Lord, because they have love for the Lord. So, such a nice thing. Yes, Prabhu. So we are accustomed to seeing the Lord. We are accustomed to being with the Lord. And this memory is being revived as we take to devotional service, as we start chanting the holy names of the Lord, as we perform all the various limbs of devotional service. What we are doing is, we are being reinstated in those positions that we were accustomed to. Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna consciousness is not an external imposition upon the mind. It is the genuine constitutional position of the living entity. And so the Lord gives us remembrance. And this remembrance, see, the Lord is giving remembrance to everyone. The Lord is giving guidance to everyone. Some people call it conscience, some people call it whatever. But the Lord is giving us remembrance. But what we do with that remembrance, that determines the future course of action. The Lord is giving guidance from within, but if we take to that guidance and act on it, then the Lord gives more and more guidance to us. Adav Shraddha, initially we have a little bit of faith. The Lord is giving us little bit of faith from within. And what we do upon it? Do we start associating with the sadhus? Then comes sadhu sangha. If we start taking to sadhu sangha, then we can see that progressively the remembrance of the Lord goes on increasing. We start hearing from the sadhus, we start associating with the sadhus, we start liking their association. And then we ourselves take to the process of devotional service. We ourselves become serious. We want to take initiation. We ourselves want to become serious. Then starts the process of bhajana kriya. And then anartha nivritti. Then the Lord, right, He removes all the anarthas from our heart. So we can see that progressively the remembrance of the Lord is getting thicker and thicker. It is getting more and more concentrated. And this is the mercy of the Lord. So the Lord is giving us more and more remembrance of Him. He is giving us remembrance of the whole process. So R is remembrance. Then I is instructor. Srila Prabhupada, it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, E Brahmanda Bhramita Kono Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Beech. So the Lord, acting as our dearmost well-wishing friend, He sends our Guru in our life. Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Beej. And once we start following the instructions of the Guru, then we start going deeper and deeper. The Lord not only sends Guru in our life, the Lord gives us instructions. I is also there for instructions. The Lord personally gives instructions. He gives instructions to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. In the Chaitanya Bhagavata, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find so many instances of the Lord personally giving instructions, acting as our dearmost well-wishing friend. Even before he inaugurated the Sankirtan movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to East Bengal and there Tapan Mishra approached him. So Tapan Mishra, he was a very pious Brahmana. He was actually a worshipper of Krishna, but he was still bewildered about what is the goal of life, what he should do in his life. And he got a wonderful dream that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is here in East Bengal. He's very close by. And you go and you take instructions from him. So he surrenders himself completely at the lotus feet of the Lord. And the Lord instructs him. For the first time, it is that the Lord is preaching about pure devotional service. He tells him that the real goal of life is to develop love for Krishna. It is, you are so fortunate that you are already a worshipper of Krishna. And there he says, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Namaiva Kevalam, Kalav Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyatha. He gives him the Hare Krishna Mahamantra also. This is the mantra that we chant. And then he instructs him to go and start residing in Varanasi. And he says that I'll come and meet you over there. So the Lord is personally instructing and the Guru is instructing. It is said in the Shastras that there is a particular tortoise that lives in the deep seas. So tortoises, they swim inside the ocean. And from time to time, they have to come up to breathe. Okay? So this is one kind of tortoise who lives very deep in the water and he goes so deep that he comes for breathing once in 12 years. And there is a log of wood that is floating on this ocean for thousands of years. And this log of wood has one hole in it, which is just as big so that it can accommodate the head of the tortoise. So what is the chance that when the tortoise comes to breathe the next time, his head will pass through this log of wood? What is the chance? Well, it is so rare. It is so rare. And the Shastras say that is the chance that we will come in touch with the bona fide Guru. Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Beej. It is so rare to come in touch with the bona fide Guru. Now that we have received this good fortune, how important it is that we take this good fortune, we take this process of devotional service that has been given to us and take it seriously and make our life successful. So we find the Lord instructing Tapan Mishra, we find the Lord instructing Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami on all the aspects of devotional service. The Lord is giving instructions, but simply instructions are not enough. A friend gives encouragement also. F for forgetfulness, R for remembrance, I for instructor and instructions, and E is for encouragement. The Lord is constantly giving us faith. The Lord is giving us pastimes of, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find devotees going through so many hardships. For example, Prahlad Maharaj, he goes through so many hardships. And when we compare our hardships with those of Prahlad Maharaj, we feel they're nothing. They're nothing. What Prahlad Maharaj had to go through, right? The determination of Dhruva Maharaj, right? What all they went through, right? We find that our difficulties are nothing, right? We feel so inspired that, yes, I can also do it. In particular, in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we find that his leelas are so encouraging for everyone. Many times we come across devotees, they come to devotional service, they start hearing instructions, and then they lament regrettably that I used to eat meat in the past, I have been a drinker of liquor in the past. They have so many lamentations. But we find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so amazing. We have examples of Jagai and Madhai who were hardcore criminals, and there was no crime that they had not committed, no sin that they had not committed. And they have complete hope. They are completely rectified. They are completely exalted devotees, right? There is a mutt, right? There is a disciplic succession coming from Jagai and Madhai. So we can find that if there is hope for them, right? There is hope for us also. So what our background is, it just does not matter when we take to Krishna consciousness. One may feel that, I'm not very educated, I'm not very intelligent. But the Lord gives the pastimes of the Brahmana who used to recite Bhagavad Gita in Srirangam. I mean, he could hardly read, he could barely read, but he was trying his level best to at least utter the words, but he was not even able to do that successfully. But he was sincere in his attempt. And the Lord bestowed complete success upon him. He gave him complete love of God. He embraced him. He gave him complete love of God. So it's not necessary that we be very learned or whatever. Only thing that is required that Srila Prabhupada says is we have to be sincere, serious, free from ulterior motives. And then success is guaranteed. In fact, the only thing that is required of devotees, disciples is being faithful. Having very great qualities is not really required. What is required is being faithful. We just need to be faithful to the process. Again, from the example of Mukunda. So all associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are his eternal parishads. But the Lord, he has pastimes with them to instruct us. Right? So during Mahaprakash Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving heartfelt, he was fulfilling the heartfelt desires of all the devotees. But he was not calling Mukunda. Why? Because when Mukunda used to come among the devotees, he would act just like a devotee. But then he would go and visit Mayavadis also. He was influenced by them also. And he would be with them also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to set an example for us that this is not acceptable. We have to be faithful at all times. We have to be faithful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am not going to bestow mercy upon him because he holds a straw within his teeth and bows down before me. And then he takes a stick and he beats me. So one who holds a straw and a stick, I am not going to give him mercy. And Mukunda, he was feeling so bad. He was feeling so miserable. And he asked the devotees to ask the Lord whether I will ever get darshan of the Lord. And the Lord says, yes, after one koti janma, after millions of births, you will definitely get my darshana. And Mukunda started dancing. Mukunda started dancing in ecstasy. So, as soon as the Lord saw that he has faith in his words, that he is going to have his darshan, right? The Lord immediately brings him back. And he says in particular, Avyartha amara vakya, tume se janila. You have won my heart. Why you have won my heart? Because you know that my words are infallible. You have faith that my words are infallible. We find that in the life of Srila Prabhupada, how much faith he had, right? There is this verse, Prithvete Achyata Nagaradigrama Sarvata Prachara Hoibe Meronam. So different devotees were interpreting it in so many different ways that maybe Krishna consciousness will spread all over Bengal, maybe it will spread all over India. But Srila Prabhupada had faith. Read that the Lord is saying Prithviti Acha, so it is going to spread all over the world. So he had that faith and that is why he did it. He received very few instructions from his Guru Maharaj. But how much faith he had? Huh? As soon as you get some money, you print books. You spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world in English speaking language. He had so much faith. Whatever the words are there of the Lord are there, right? Whether it is about planetary systems, this, that. Prabhupada had so much faith and he could convince people about them because of this faith. And That is what is required, right? That this faith, that the Lord, words of the Lord are infallible. That is the root of success. We find that it does not matter what our philosophical background is. We find Prakashanand Saraswati, right? He was a Mayavadi to start with, but he became a wonderful Vaishnava. During his South India Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had discussions with Jains, he had discussions with Bodhas, and he made all of them wonderful devotees of the Lord. So it does not matter what our background is. It does not matter what our birth is, what kind of religion we are born in. Right? It just does not matter. It does not matter how the society treats us. We find in the case of Subuddhi Raya, right? That because he had just drunk some water that was considered contaminated, he was completely cast out of the society, out of Vedic society of that time. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave him complete shelter. He gave him instructions. You go to Vrindavan, you start serving the Vaishnavas, you start chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And Subuddhi Raya, he completely perfected his life by doing that. He would take dried wood, collect dried wood, sell it in Mathura, and he would get 6 paisas from that. 1 paisa he would eat chickpeas, chana, dry chana, and 5 paisas he would keep. So that when Vaishnavas come to Vrindavan, they get indigestion because they are accustomed to eating rice and there is no rice available. So at a big expense, he would purchase rice for them. He would purchase mustard oil for their massage. He would purchase dahi for them. So he would serve the devotees. He became such a nice friend with Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. He gave Rupa Goswami a tour of Vrindavan. So he made his life completely successful. Although that was not possible without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is hope for everyone. And of course, it does not matter what one's ashram is. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, everyone is accepted. Griha thako, vane thako, sada hari bole thako. We find we find that there are exalted Goswamis, right? Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, there are exalted sannyasis. Swarup Damodar Goswami, he was a sannyasi. Prakashanand Saraswati, he was a sannyasi. Prabodhananda Saraswati, he was such an exalted sannyasi. There were sannyasis, there were vanaprasthas, Ramananda Raya, there were grihasthas, so many grihasthas, right? Shivananda Sen, so many grihasthas, so many brahmacharis, Nakula Brahmachari, so many brahmacharis are there in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. It does not matter what one's ashram is. Nothing matters, right? It is so encouraging, right? Whatever strength one has, right? See, that is the essence of Varnashram Dharma. We try to see what is it that one particular any person is good at? What is it that they can really do well? If they can do this thing well, let's encourage them in that direction. If they can do something else well, let's encourage them in that direction. That was the only thing that Srila Prabhupada did when he went to the West. If we look at it from Vedic standards, the hippies, right? No one would have considered them, taken them seriously. But Srila Prabhupada saw what was good in them. They have a sincere desire to know about various truths. They have a sincere desire to they are renounced. Prabhupada saw what was good. They have attachment for them. They have affection for them. And he could utilize them and make them such wonderful devotees. So there is encouragement and there is hope for everyone in Krishna's movement. It does not matter how old we are. We find that Narayani was a 5-year-old child and she got complete mercy of the Lord. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the first time, he was just a small boy who was rendering services to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how much love and affection he developed for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, there were elderly, stately brahmanas, right? There are so many elderly people in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Haridas Thakur himself was 24 years elder to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, all of them were so elderly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it does not matter what one's age is. It does not even matter what one's species is. So everyone gets benefit in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. We find so many examples of that. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a small child, there was a dog that he became attached to. And that dog developed love for Godhead and went back home, back to Godhead. And then there is the most famous animals in the Jharkhand forest who were completely attracted to the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, started chanting and dancing in the forest, started embracing each other. It was complete kirtan going on over there. And they made their life successful. We find the dog of Shivananda Sen. He got the mercy of the Lord. So it does not matter what one's species is. And the next part is the one that liked a lot. It does not even matter whether one is living or dead. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his wonderful associate, Sharang Thakur. So Sharang Thakur, from morning till evening, he would engage in the service of the Lord, worshipping the deities, collecting fruits, worshipping the deity in various ways, chanting the holy names. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would again and again request him that you please accept disciples, please increase the disciples. But he would never agree. And then he said, tomorrow, whoever I meet first, I am going to initiate them. So once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, so he said, tomorrow, whoever is the first person I meet, I will initiate them. So he went, he was living in Mamgachi, who is just across, that is just across the Ganges from ISKCON temple from Mayapur. And there, as he was taking his bath early in the morning, one dead body came and it hit him. So it was a dead body of a child. So he revived that dead body and made that child into a devotee, initiated that child. And he became such a wonderful, exalted devotee. He would preach. He became such a bold preacher. So he became famous as Thakur Murari. And he started preaching like anything. So it really does not matter. And it does not matter what one's occupation is. So people from all walks of life, right? Whether one is selling banana leaves, whether one is the king of Orissa, whether one is... just does not matter. Whether one is completely engaged in pounds, shillings, pence, right? There is the Suvarnavanik community who got complete mercy of the Lord, right? Something like software engineers of today, right? Completely engaged in so many, so many completely materialistic activities. But there is hope for them also. So it does not matter, right? There is encouragement. There is hope for everyone. So FRI, E is for encouragement. And N is, what is the quality of a friend? A friend is always available for us. If you want to talk to a genuine friend at 12 o'clock at night, the friend does not say, I am not going to talk to you now. If we want to talk to a friend, he will not say, oh, you have not taken a bath, so you cannot talk to me at this moment. Friend, a genuine friend does not say this. And so the Lord makes him available in the form of the holy name. N is the Nama Prabhu. N is the holy names of the Lord. Krishna is making himself available as our friend in the form of his holy names, where there are no hard and fast rules. Any time of the day, in any condition, we are allowed to call out his names. And he is completely, fully present in his name. and available for us, no matter in what condition we are. If we simply chant the holy names of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Does not matter in what condition we are. I mean, several times, right, we go in situations where there has been a death in the family, and actually it is so disturbing, the whole environment is so disturbing. But we just go, we start reciting the Bhagavad Gita, we start chanting the holy names of the Lord, and the whole atmosphere changes. Because the Lord is present in these holy names, right? He purifies the whole atmosphere, everything changes. So it does not matter in what condition we are. If we simply take to the chanting of the holy names, call out to the Lord, recite the Bhagavad Gita, recite Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, just take shelter of the Lord. The Lord is always available for us at all times. And D is, the Lord is the actual doer. The only thing that the soul can do is desire. The only thing that we can do is desire. But the fulfillment of those desires is completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Even for the smallest of things, even if I have to raise my hand, whatever, the only thing that I can do is desire. If the Lord sanctions, I will be able to do it. If the Lord does not sanction, I cannot do it. So whatever we are able to do, sometimes we have abilities, we are able to do. It is very important to understand that it is the Lord who is the actual doer. All these abilities are only coming from the Lord. And they can be taken away at any time. And we should neither have happiness when we have those abilities, nor lament when those are taken away from us, because they are not ours at all, right? All these abilities are actually abilities of the Lord. We find that in the case of Keshav Kashmiri, right? He was such a big scholar, anyone he could defeat. But when he came face to face with the Lord, his mind went blank, he could not do anything. So, it all depends on the mercy of the Lord. Everything, all opulences, they come from but a spark of the Lord's splendor. So whatever qualities we have, it is the Lord who is the doer. And we should always be cognizant of that. And always be aware and always be grateful for that. So, and not only that, as our genuine friend, the Lord even guides us at the time of death and after death. After that, who is going to be with us? Prayers of the devotees, they are going to take us forward. And the Lord is the only one who is going to accompany us on our journey and take us back home, back to Godhead. So, we'll stop here. And I'm very sure that I have made unlimited mistakes. And so please, if there are any corrections to offer, any comments, suggestions, humbly requesting all the devotees to correct me. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
First? Hare Krishna. This is the first class of His Grace Avatari Chaitanya Prabhu. Second? I will not then.
Everyone was in Vrindavan Prabhu during Kartik Atra. That didn't make it for the first
class. And this time. This time in Kartikeya, we discovered many gems, huh? Kirti Krishna, Avatari Krishna, maybe some others also. So he is a very close associate of His Grace Krishnanand Prabhu.
Prabhu, I am your servant. I am servant of all of you, Prabhu.
You can see the influence. Whole Chaitanya Charitamrita and all the leelas in, their zip form are there on his tongue, lips, immediately. You know, if you are not read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you sometimes cannot fully understand Mukunda of Hot Prayers and Mahaprakash Leela, like zip code.
Sorry, I'll make elaborate.
Saranga Murari, Swarnavalik. So, because of his association with His Grace Krishnanand Prabhu, whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, he's soaked in Chaitanya Leela more than Bhagavata. And we are very fortunate to hear from him with such a pure, beautiful, encouraging, inspiring talk. And not only he talks, he lives by that. I mean, he is one of the very dear friend and very close devotee I am associated for a long time when I came in Pune. We had a program together earlier in Radha Kujveri temple. And I always saw that he's like, he just has appreciation for everything and everyone on his tongue, nothing else. I never seen him criticizing or finding faults or being envious of anyone. This is a very, very extraordinary quality which inspires me a lot. And due to this kind of nature, he's able to maintain his simplicity even in the midst of so many things, such a big community, so many events and things keep on happening. So he has a very positive frame of mind, is very inspiring in his own practice. very deeply faithful to the process, and I mean, once we had taken a program at his home altar is so wonderful. We have Radha Shamsundar, right? Radha Brajasundar and Jagannath, very special Jagannath, and Gaunitha and Srila Prabhupada. So very, very exemplary devotee. Whole family is very nicely doing Krishna consciousness. Very fortunate to have his class here in non-Karthik time. All of us. Thank you very much.
Taking it as
a place, Avatari Chaitanya Prabhu ki.
Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All the assembled Vaishnavas ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
He also gave Bhagavad Gita to the Chief Minister of Maharashtra in this year of Marathon.